Domestic violence continues to plague communities throughout Pennsylvania, and as we know, the results can be truly catastrophic. Last year, 60 community centers provided services throughout the Commonwealth, assisted more than 89,000 victims of domestic violence. According to statistics from the Administrative Office of Pennsylvania Courts, there were over 37,000 new PFA cases filed in 2015. It was in August of 2016, Mr. President, that an ongoing domestic violence situation in my senatorial district ended tragically following the armed kidnapping and subsequent murder of Tierney Ewing, a Washington County woman, by her estranged husband, Kevin Ewing. 1 month prior to the incident that resulted in her murder, the estranged husband had been arrested for domestic violence and other offenses. Despite a prosecutor's request to raise or revoke bail due to the husband's history of abuse and the existence of an active protection from abuse order, or PFA, the individual's bail was not increased. The courts did, however, require that he be confined to his home and monitored with an electronic device on his ankle while awaiting trial for the July arrest. Unfortunately, it was during this time that he removed the ankle monitor and then kidnapped and murdered Tierney Ewing. This tragedy, which drew national media attention, exposed a number of flaws in the way state and local authorities address this serious crime. That is why I introduced Senate Bill 449, also known as Tierney's Law, named in memory of Tierney Ewing. My legislation would give judges the tools they need to keep the most dangerous offenders behind bars. Specifically, the bill would clarify that the magisterial district judges may use a risk assessment tool to determine whether a defendant poses a danger to a victim when determining bail in domestic violence cases. Risk assessment tools have proven to be effective in predicting an offender's odds of reoffending and creating a dangerous circumstance for victims. Issues related to bail are just one of the dangerous loopholes in a state law that create unnecessary dangers for domestic violence victims. We must make it our mission to close these loopholes permanently. Through more uniform and consistent use of a validated risk assessment, district judges can reach more equitable pretrial decisions that also can reduce costs and preserve public safety. Risk assessments aid in keeping those out of jail who do not pose a serious threat, while remanding those who pose a threat to the original victim and others. Victims of domestic violence face incredible obstacles and dangers that no person should ever be forced to confront. In many cases, their lives are shattered in 1,000 pieces, and it is no easy task to put those pieces back together. Today, we have an opportunity to come together and lend a helping hand and eliminate some of the most serious dangers that they face. I urge my colleagues to cast an affirmative vote on Senate Bill 449.